Children know now, and we who are no longer children remember when, reading and listening to stories was enjoyable at that age. Even watching those stories on TV. These stories often began with the words, "Once upon a time." And although we knew they were not true, as children we knew they were not true, we still found excitement in these stories because of their creativity and because of the imagination we could put to them. I still remember mine. I still remember waiting to get up on Saturday morning. Land of the Lost, love it. Gilligan's Island, wish I could still watch it. And the all-time favorite, Lost in Space, right? You who know that are above average. Lost in Space. I realize that my attraction is a theme of being lost and desperate. That's an imagination that I like to use. Unlike those stories I've just mentioned, the story of Jesus Christ is not fiction. It's not a fairy tale. In today's gospel of this second Sunday of Advent, we just heard how St. Luke connects the coming of Christ to history. Remember that the Gospel of Luke, which we just started hearing in Advent, is the gospel with the greatest historical continuity. There's a few things we should know as Catholics about the Bible. One is that the most historically accurate gospel is Luke. In today's gospel, Luke tells us this. In the 15th year of the rule of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate was procurator, Herod was tetrarch, Philip his brother was tetrarch, Lysanias was tetrarch. During the priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, this story happened. Luke is telling us clearly the Jesus story is a long way from a once upon a time beginning. Luke wants us to know for sure. He is very practical. He is very clear. By listing 7 historical figures, there's no ambiguity. Jesus Christ has come. Jesus is not some remote theory. Jesus is not one of these ideas that we hope for and then it becomes unfounded hope. Jesus Christ has happened in history in a specific time and place. How specific? The 15th year of the rule of Tiberius Caesar is in the year 28 or 29 AD. It's in the year 28 or 29 AD when John the Baptist began to roar like a lion and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Those are the years in which Jesus Christ began his public ministry to save us. My dear people, what I'd like you to think about this week, if you want to dig up some reruns of Lost in Space, that's fine. But I want you to think this week about how real Jesus is to you. Remember, there cannot be any conversion of the human soul unless there is a conviction that Jesus Christ is real. We first have to convict ourselves of sin. Religion won't matter to anybody who doesn't have a sense of sin. Jesus Christ will not matter to anybody who thinks they can save themselves. We are sinners. We cannot save ourselves, but we need to know that our Savior is real. And we've all had it from time to time. That's why we're here. I first had this realization in August of 1985. I was 18 years old, didn't want this experience, didn't ask for it. I had just graduated from high school. I had my life planned out to be an attorney. And I had an event in my life. And the event convinced me, this religion stuff is real. My first reaction was one of fear. An experience of God can be frightening. Another reaction was one of guilt, that I really didn't believe. I mean, I went to Mass every Sunday. I was told to believe. I looked like I believed. And I did believe. But we all have doubts from time to time. We're human beings. We're not angels. We need to go to our graves, my dear people, convinced that Jesus Christ is real. His will is made known through the church, which offers us salvation. If you haven't had that experience, I know that God will want to give it to you. God does not deny his revelation to his people. The Bible tells us again and again how God wants to reveal himself to people. And so if you are not convinced, and still in my sinfulness, I doubt, but if you are not convinced, pray. Pray for God to reveal himself to you. I might add, be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. But our Lord is real and wants to reveal himself to us. My prayer is that this Advent season will deepen our conviction. As St. Luke wrote, how real the Jesus story is. Amen.